Tinatansya ng mga organisasyong pantulong na aabot ng nasa 3 milyong katao ang maapektuhan ng tagtuyot na nagsimula noong nagdaang taon. Ipinaliwanag ito ng agricultural scientist mula sa Australian National University, Dr. Mike Burke.
It started as early as April in some places, and other places the frost and the rainfall stopped about July. Other parts of the country, I should say, didn't have a drought at all. I mean, some locations had 7,000 millimetres of rain last year, which is about seven times the rainfall of, say, Townsville or Brisbane or Sydney, I guess. So it was uneven when the drought started. But basically, it started with the El Nino. So to generalise, it started in the middle of 2015. Rain started in November or December in most places, but in the far south of the country, the far south of Western Province, that's near the islands of Torres Strait in Australia, and in the far south of Milne Bay, there are still places that still receive very little rain even now. And the issue in those locations is that we're now going into the next dry season. Those locations have a seasonal climate, and we're now entering the next dry season, and there's a danger that they won't get adequate rainfall till very much later in 2016.
Sinira ng tagtuyot ang mga pananim at mga alagang hayop habang natuyuan ang mga sapa at batis, kung kaya napilitan ng mga taganayon na gumamit ng mga alternatibong pinagkukunan ng tubig na nagtataas ng mga kaso ng sakit na makukuha mula sa tubig. Sinabi ni Dr. Burke, ang tagtuyot ay may malaking epekto.
Well, the first and most widespread impact was on water supply, which immediately led to closure of a very large number of schools. So a high proportion of school children were not at school last year. For most of PNG, that's been resolved, but there are places in the high altitude in Milne Bay and in Western Province where the kids are not at school. In terms of nutrition, it certainly had an impact. People have been living on scraps of food. They're living on sago, which is 99.999% starch and virtually no other nutrients in it. So it keeps people alive, just. But it's certainly having an impact on nutrition. And you can see that in all the images coming out from these areas. You know, many people look extremely malnourished.
Sinabi ng Emergency Coordinator para sa organisasyong pantulong na CARE International, Blossom Gilmore, mahirap malaman kung ilang taong namatay bilang resulta ng malnutrisyon dahil sa marami sa mga lubhang na apektuhang lugar ay mga nasa liblib.
A lot of the places that are hardest hit don't have any cash economy. So people don't have cash reserves to go out and just buy food when they run out, which means that they do feel the impact for a prolonged period of time. There is already quite high levels of malnourishment across the highlands of PNG and across the country. So this exacerbates it. There's no cases of confirmed deaths that can be directly attributed to the drought. But people were already living in quite dire circumstances and already had poor health. So having to go without food and without clean water for several months may be pushing people to the point where they're more likely to get sick.
Sinabi ni Gilmore, ang CARE International ay kasalukuyang kumikilos para madala ang mga supply ng pagkain sa mga malalayong komunidad.
Addressing the food shortages has been largely led by the government, and they've been doing rice distributions across the country for several months now. CARE has tried to support that by providing some supplementary food. So we've been providing tinned fish to communities that are already starting to have some greens and some of the fast-growing crops, so that the tinned fish can give them some protein as well for a better balanced diet while they're still waiting for the starches to come back in their gardens. But the majority of the food has been coordinated by the government. CARE's other major endeavor is to try and make sure people have access to clean water. So providing water containers for people and water purification tablets and showing them how to use them, but also doing health and hygiene promotion, teaching people about clean water and the importance of it, but also the importance of clean food and washing your hands and just trying to support people to stay healthy.